The opinions expressed on Three's Company are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to episode 6, our final episode of the semester of Three's Company. I'm Anthony Marinoff alongside Nir Evan Davis and Chris Capone. We are now 5 weeks into the NBA. Last one before we go into a nice long break until next semester. But some things to talk about here, obviously, you know, NBA Cup still around, right? Some teams starting to play better, players starting to play better, and, you know, so we'll get to some of those, and we'll get to some of the, you know, teams kind of struggling at the moment and kind of what they have ahead. But starting off, NBA Cup, at the time of recording, it's, you know, another Tuesday, so NBA Cup games going on today. Give me your thoughts, guys.
Yeah, you know, some of the groups that are still going pretty close. One of the groups that's really interesting me about the NBA Cup is the Group B for the Lakers. You know, Lakers, Thunder, Spurs, Suns, and Jazz. Spurs and Jazz play tonight, and we were talking about this earlier where Devin Vassell would rather sit out today's game instead of tomorrow's game against the Lakers to come back, you know, and rather play against the Lakers in a meaningless Wednesday game rather than come back against the Jazz and a really important game for the Spurs if they want to actually make it into the NBA Cup playoffs. But something really interesting that he'd rather, you know, come back versus LA rather than in a team in a game that's needed for their team to really create some separation in the NBA Cup.
Yeah, it's just crazy how recovery works, man. Just it's crazy.
Yeah, you see the Lakers on the schedule and you're healthy all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
But it's also like the Jazz, right? So it's like I can kind of understand, you know, they kind of suck. Who did they just beat the other day? The Jazz. They beat the Knicks. That's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Torch
as 9.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, but yeah, it's the Jazz. Like I'm not that, you know. Another one though, the West Group A. You know, you got the Rockets. Trailblazers, T-Wolves, Clippers, and Kings. T-Wolves and Kings, a couple of teams kind of just been struggling this year. Kings 8-10, T-Wolves 8-8. But, you know, Clippers have also actually been a nice surprise there. They've been playing well. They're 11-8, right? So the Intuit Dome home win streak has actually been really, really good. Like, they've won a ton of games at home.
After starting off 0-4.
Yeah, exactly. But still, you know, like, they just look great, you know. They have obviously the bad loss to Boston, but those are going to happen, and Boston's, you know, arguably the best team in the league. So that's another really close group, though. Like Rockets are 2-0, Portland's 1-1, Minnesota's 1-1, Clippers are 1-1, and the Kings are 0-2. So, you know, kind of everybody just like a game out. Like Portland could honestly, if they win today, they don't play today. I think Friday they play. Yeah, they play on Friday. They. Mm-hmm. Against the Kings, you know, you can simultaneously, you know, book yourself a spot and also knock the Kings out if you do that, because Kings would then go to 0-3 and they're out. So,
yeah,
that's another interesting group there.
Yeah, another group like on the east side. You look at Group C with the Hawks, Celtics, Cavs, Bulls, and Wizards. Like the Hawks and Celtics are tied with, well, the Celtics should be ahead because they have the higher point differential, but they're both 2-1, and then the Cavs are 1-1, and their point differential is higher than both the Celtics and the Hawks. So, you know, if the Cavs go two and or if the Cavs end up, let's say, winning these next two, or and then the Hawks and Celtics kind of falter, you know, it'd be interesting to see how that all how all that plays out. But when like the Hawks have kind of just been like a sneaky team. I know they lost yesterday against the Mavs, had a lead, and just unfortunately unable to execute. But like we were talking about it before, like Trae Young has been balling lately. It's just his teammates haven't really been much help. But like even in last night's loss, not an NBA Cup game, but in last night's loss against the Mavericks, you look at Trae Young, he had 16 assists.
He's leading the league right now, 11 almost 12 assists, 11.9.
I gotta understand, like, why the minutes are so low for a guy like Clint Capela. Like, I know he's not known for his defense, but when you're trying to match up against a team like, we'll look at the Mavericks again, with a guy like Daniel Gafford, like, I just don't see how Richarlison, like Zach, I don't know how to pronounce it. Richarlison can def
Richet,
yeah, Richarlison can actually defend Gafford because Gafford has so much weight on him. And with the way that Jalen Johnson has been playing, like you
he's been crazy. He's averaging 20, 10, and 2.5 stocks a game.
Yeah,
Like,
like
he's been
the
unreal.
yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if Clint Capella is just on a minutes restriction and we just don't know about it, but like
It's
the
all
fact.
because of Onyeka Okongwu, right? They wasted a pick on him
Yeah.
a few years ago. I
And now they
remember when
just
that happened. Yeah, it
yeah.
was such a. I didn't understand that. Like, you have a center already in Capella, right? You still have him too.
Yeah.
So you haven't made Okongwu the starter yet, and he's just been sitting there. He like, yeah, he's played great sometimes, but also like he's still a young player, and when you don't have all that confidence, you know, it's
But they
like
also
this is six. This is his fifth year in the league. After
yeah.
5 years, he's still a bench player.
Yeah.
And you're like, you it doesn't make sense. Like, why draft him in the top 10? Like, I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
It was just so stupid. I completely disagreed with it.
Yeah, I also just don't get like even for these cup games, like with how impactful point differential is, I'm just kind of surprised to see teams like still punting games in the fourth quarter, like as if it's just a traditional regular season game. 'Cause I know last year, like even if a team was up by like 30 points, like their starters were in until like set 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's no different for a Tom Thibodeau led team, but like you look at some of these other teams and it's just like why are these teams punting games? Because like the Kings are 0-2 and they're only like a game back of the Trailblazers, but because of their point differential, like even if the Blazers lose and the Kings win a game, like the Kings could still get eliminated because they're just deciding to get rid of their starters so much earlier.
It's tough.
Quick point, the reason the Hawks are above the Celtics is because the Hawks beat the Celtics. It was a head-to-head.
Oh,
So
that's what it
the head-to-head
is. Well,
means
man.
rather than point differential, they get to go ahead. So if it were to come down
Got
to
you.
where the Hawks and the Celtics have the same record and either the it would probably be the Cavs, if the Cavs somehow have the same
Well, they
record
play
as them,
tonight.
yeah. If
Well, I
they
know
were
that. Well, the Celtics beat the Cavs in the
So
cup
it'd
game.
be a three-way tie. So then that
It
would
would
go
be
to
a
point
three-way
differential.
tie. Yeah, so if it's a three-way tie, it would come down to point differential between the actually I don't know how it would work. Well,
Because
because I know
all three teams would have beaten each other, or like the Cavs
yeah,
would have beaten the
because the
Hawks, but
Cavs
this
play exactly because they play tonight.
yeah, the Cavs and the Hawks.
at that point, I think it goes down to point differential. If there's like a three-way
Yeah,
tie,
I
it
think
goes down
that's
to
what it
point
would go
differential.
down to.
Sorry, my mistake. Cavs and Hawks, they play on Friday. That's not today. But that's it. Still, nonetheless, it's huge games.
I know that's what like the NBA Cup has made regular season like well the courts look some of the courts look cool, but like now
Some of
these
them are
games like
ugly.
you actually care about. Like I don't think I've ever really tuned into NBA basketball during the regular season, but now it's kind of like everyone's actually playing for something.
Yeah, Evan's a casual fan, exposed. But
Yeah, I
anyway,
am, because nobody watches all 82. It's bum.
I'll speak for yourself.
Yeah,
Anyway,
I will.
but yeah, definitely some good games today and Friday. NBA Cups are only on Tuesdays and Fridays. And yeah, you know, everybody plays with, you know, trip to Vegas on the line, right? Stuff like that. Shout out Reggie Miller for saying that a million times in the Lakers broadcast last year.
Against the Suns.
Yeah, I'm always gonna say that. And if you mean even when I'm commentating on games, Evan knows, you
Oh
know,
my God.
trip to finals on the line, trip to
Yeah.
Vegas, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough flaming Reggie.
We
Next
love you,
up,
Reggie.
you know, Bucks Heat played tonight. Bucks, man, they have looked. Well, it's not they. Giannis has been carrying them. They've been fantastic. They're 8-9 now. They have won 4 in a row. They're five, sorry, 6-1 in their last seven, right?
7-1 in
So
their last eight.
is it 7-1,
Or
two,
six
three,
and
four?
yeah, no, you're
Yeah, six
right.
and one. Six and one.
Six
Yeah,
and one,
get out of here.
my math isn't good.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. Anyway, yeah, dude, 6-1. They're only lost to the Hornets, and which is a 1-point game.
In which
As
they
an
should have
upset,
won. That
they should have
the
won.
foul was not a foul, and
No,
it
not
sent
even
a
close.
thing to the line and that ended the game. And recently Doc Rivers was asked like, oh, you guys have won 4 in a row, and then Doc Rivers says 5 in a row because
They can't
oh,
find
that
me
means it would have been
twice.
7 in a
7 in a row.
row.
Yeah, 7 in a row. He's like, they can't find me twice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but they could really have They've been
But
really
you never
good.
want to leave it in the ref's hands, especially against Charlotte. Like, so I don't really care. Like, you shouldn't be leaving it in the ref's hands. Like, that was, they played
They should have won
horrible.
by more, obviously, but it's nonetheless a game that they should have won,
Yeah, I
right?
mean,
That's clear. But Giannis, dude, right on the season, averaging 32 and a half, 12 rebounds, 6.5 assists, two stocks. Like he's been carrying them recently. He's just been going off, bro. Like game after game, just been unreal. Like he had from that win streak, he has a 59-point game, he has a 41-point game, a 37 and 32.
I just
He
looked at
has
it, like even in that game against the Hornets, the Bucks shot 5 of 11 from the free throw line. So
Yeah.
maybe if they made some free throws. But yeah, no, Giannis, like, dude, is averaging like a, he's been going insane. And Lillard, I never knew Lillard was a playmaker like this.
Well, he could always get assists, but it was always just like he would be in like the 7 assist range. But now he's really taking that to, I mean, he is averaging 7 assists right now, but it looks like recently he's been trying to get more involved in the playmaking side of things. But quickly, I want to talk about, we quickly glossed over the Hornets. LaMelo Ball has been insane this season. Like,
Oh, it's Chino Hills all over again.
yeah,
Dude,
like
he's
he literally plays
literally
pickup.
he's a high school hooper.
I don't
He
know if you
plays
guys
pickup.
know, I don't know if you guys know the green FN meme, but he literally hit that shot where
Yeah.
he's
Yeah.
leaning to the side
Yeah.
and
Fading away, one
yeah.
leg up. It's like, why? That's like the one of the worst shots I've ever seen. And he just makes it.
Someone
He's playing
tweeted,
2K in real life.
LaMelo Ball plays in the NBA as if he's got AirPods in his ears just at the court.
Yeah. He's a
But
hooper's hooper, bro. This guy's just out there having fun. He doesn't even care about the
like
game.
I will say, like, even like the only thing that like kind of annoys me about him is like he kind of like, based off the stat sheet, just seems like a ball hog. And like, I get it, there's nobody in Charlotte that's gonna shoot the rock, but like even when he had the 50-point game against Milwaukee, like he shot the ball
So inefficient.
39 times. Like
Yeah.
that's why, like that's why I've said for so long that I think he's overrated, just in the sense of like, yeah, like he averaged like 25, 26 points per game. But if you look at his field goal shooting, like more times than not, he's shooting closer to a high 30s than like a mid 40s. Like, he's not very efficient. And I don't know, like, they have solid players. Like, Brandon Miller has actually been pretty good this year for his, well, this would be his second season in the
Yeah.
NBA. And I mean, he's looked really solid. He's had, I mean, he went on that insane Curry streak where, like, over a 3-game stretch, he was making, what was it, like 60 or 70% of his threes. And I just think, like, with LaMelo, like, yeah, he's playing as if he's at like the rack or the YMCA, but like you could pass the ball to your teammates, you know, a couple
He's averaging
times.
31, man. 31. But anyways, moving on. Little tougher time here. A couple of teams with some tough schedules. We talked about this a little earlier.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves, and their schedule is kind of really tough upcoming. You know, they have a big game against Houston today, NBA Cup, and then they play Sacramento. They play the Clippers, Lakers, Clippers again. They play the Warriors 2 times, and then the Knicks, Warriors again, Hawks, Mavericks, Rockets. Like every single game up until the new year, even on January 2nd, they still play, they play every team that they're playing right now is going to be above 500, except for the
The Kings
Hawks,
and the
except for the
Hawks.
Hawks. And then on January 2nd, they played the Celtics. It's just a really tough schedule upcoming.
Yeah, like you said, only two teams that are below 500, and the Kings are the one of them, 8 and 10, so like right there, and the Hawks are 7 and 11, also, right around there. So like this is like they play the Warriors 3 times, in that span. They play the Knicks once. They play the Clippers twice, 2 times in 3 games. They play the Warriors 3 times in 4 games. And yeah, then they play the 2 1 seeds in the Celtics and the Thunder. Like it's been, and like even during the season, it's been tough. Like they just played Boston just now. Then they barely beat the Suns. They barely beat the Kings. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Blazers. They lost to the Heat, and then they lost to the Spurs and they've lost to the Mavs. They beat the Nuggets also barely. And yeah, it's like it's just been really, really tough fighting for them to start the season.
Yeah, you know, it's just how the way the NBA sees, NBA schedule is basically made. And, you know, this kind of leads to a lighter schedule in the second half always. Like, there will be, you know, some patches where they just play the Wizards, and then they play, like, Right after that really tough stretch, they have some games against the Pelicans and Wizards, but you never know who's going to be healthy and who could be on a hot streak by then, where it's like the Pelicans are not expected to be this bad. Like, they're expected to, get some players back later on in the year. But wow,
Detroit
what?
also, like, not a team to be trifled with. Like, they're decent, right? They're not like Detroit of years past. They actually do look pretty good.
I mean,
And
years
even in
past,
January, like,
even just being last year, like the Pistons
yeah.
were an all-time terrible team. We're
Yeah.
losing. But yeah, it's just how
And
it is.
even in January, it's not that easy. Like you said, they have the Celtics, right? Then you get the Clippers again. You get the Pelicans, who, like you said, could turn around. The Magic will have Paolo back by then. The Grizzlies, who, they'll be healthy again. The Warriors, the Knicks, the Cavs, the Grizzlies again, the Mavs, the Nuggets, Hawks, Suns, and Jazz. So that's a, again, very, very tough January. Like, these next 2 months are going to be excruciating for the Timberwolves. And they're a great team, right? They're going to win some games. They're going to lose some, obviously, but that's what basketball is. But I'm sure they'll turn it around again. It's also, a lot of it is Julius Randle just being added to the fold, right? He's a new guy. And you lose your anchor, sorry, your second offensive player in Cat, who's spaced the floor so much. Now you have Randall, a guy who needs the ball in his hands to do something. So it'll be tough. I don't think, they obviously won't be as good as last year. Tough start to them. And that's kind of just what was to be expected, though, right? They're not going to go return to be the number one seed again. They could. I'm not saying it's not happening, but just in my eyes, and I think many others, they're just not going to make it back to that same spot in the regular season. Now, that's something, they make the playoffs and they do some damage there, right? Great team all around them, but regular season, it's kind of kick it out the window. Like, not to say it's don't try, but still, they'll be a playoff team. They'll be a top six seed, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
I think there's still a chance for them to, have a chance to, like you said, make some noise in the playoffs, but I just don't think they're really thinking about that. Last year, obviously being the one seed, that sometimes takes out of a team, and they want to, kind of take it easier. But I know, obviously, losing Cat and trying to or incorporate someone so new. You traded for Randall at like the end of September, and it's
Yeah,
like,
it was brand new. You had barely a month to get yourself going, if that. Like, it was crazy. But yeah, moving on after that. But everyone comes back from injury against LA. We see the Suns adding KD and Beal back today. Vassell comes back tomorrow against the Lakers. So just thought that was pretty funny how everybody always comes back to play the Lakers. Hey, Chris.
I mean, yeah, and you just look. It's like they circle it on their schedule. I want to be back by this day because we're playing the Lakers. I want to be able to play against LeBron. And it's like, at one point, like obviously you said KD and Beal, and these players said they were going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. And it just happens to be so funny that it comes out that, oh, this is when he's coming back. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Chet's doing fine and he's feeling good for Friday to come back and play.
Yeah, then he goes back on the IL for a little
Yeah,
while.
then he goes right back down on the aisle to for another 3 months. I'm just saying, like, it's just funny to see how this always, it's just always weird how it always comes around to this.
Yeah, it's always Lakers. And just a quick player shout out before we end this podcast, Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic. Wow, this guy has been unreal. He, last 10 games, Magic are 9-1. Right, since Paolo went down, they first lost 4 in a row once after he went down, 5 in a row with him, that fifth game of the season. But the last 10 games, 9-1, which includes a 6-game win streak, he's been averaging 27.5 points, 1.7 turnovers, which is extremely low for a very high usage player, and 7 assists, 6 rebounds. And he's been efficient, right? He's been 48% from the field, 36% from three, 86% from the line. Like, he an average plus minus of +9, right? Like, he huge game against the Lakers, hits that crazy step back, high arcing three, and just he's been carrying, man.
Yeah, and I talked about it earlier where I didn't think I could see a world where Paolo or where Franz is really that number one for the Magic, but he's proven me wrong and he's been really good at it. And there's some people who look like a number one just straight off the go, and it really looks like Franz is turning into that kind of a player where I always seen him as a number two. Like, I never seen him as a guy who could lead a team, but he's been able to do that and keep Orlando afloat and afloat at the top of the Eastern Conference, no less. And granted, the Eastern Conference isn't really that strong anyway, but what a strong performance from Franz over these last couple of weeks just to keep the Magic at the top three in the East.
Yeah, they've been good. I will say they did have a relatively easy schedule in this 10-game span. You know, they played the Pelicans, Washington, Charlotte twice, Indiana, Philly, who's been at the bottom of the league, Phoenix missing their big players, right? And their only loss coming to the Clippers. Really, like the only like tough team. There's only been two teams that have been above 500 during this span, which is the Clippers and Lakers. They split that, both on the road. So, you know, still nonetheless, you won your games, and that's what matters. And Franz has just been unreal when it comes to carrying the Magic. But that does it for us at Three's Company. We want to thank you for tuning in week after week to listen to a couple of students talk about basketball, a few students talk about basketball. Thank you again for tuning in. We hope that we are back next semester and here to provide you much more. As for Three's Company, I'm Anthony Marinoff. This is Chris Capone and Evan Davis. We'll hopefully see you in the new semester.